听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step 2000, book 3.
Unit 12, Transportation 2, Part 1, Warming Up. A. You are going to hear a news item on how a company, Martin Marietta, approached the problem of air pollution. Listen for 4 specific ways the company is working to reduce air pollution.
High pollution season's got us watching our driving pretty closely, but workers in Martin Marietta are getting really practical help. RTD and Martin Marietta will run 2 new express routes, especially for Martin Marietta employees. With 8 morning arrivals and 8 afternoon departures, the company is even subsidizing bus fare books and monthly passes as an added incentive to use mass transit. Carpooling is encouraged. And to solve a major concern for people using alternate transportation, there's a guaranteed ride home program. The company's goal is to double the number of workers using alternate modes to the single occupant vehicle by the end of the year. The program will be studied by the state health department. The state legislature also wants to find out which are the most effective ways to cut vehicle miles traveled and help clear the air.
B. Below are 5 symbols representing the reasons for different traffic delays and a map of central Manchester. Listen to a bulletin of traffic information for central Manchester and put the number of each symbol at the appropriate place on the map.
And now over to Nick with the latest update on the traffic situation.
Thanks, Andy. Well, there's a bit of a headache for drivers coming into the city centre this morning. First of all, a serious accident has completely blocked the A6 Chapel Street in Salford between Bridge Street and Blackfriars Street. There are already long tailbacks of traffic there, and the police say the road won't be open again for another hour or so. Drivers should use Liverpool Road to come into the city centre from the Salford area. Once again, that's an accident blocking the A6 Chapel Street between Bridge Street and Blackfriars Street in Salford. Another emergency, this time in John Dalton Street in the centre of town, where a fire has meant the closing of the road and has also led to restricted access to Albert Square and the southern end of Cross Street down there near the town hall. Avoid that area if you possibly can. It looks like things are pretty snarled up there. John Dalton Street at the junction with Cross Street and Albert Square. There's a fire causing serious congestion and delays, of course. Meanwhile, in Cannon Street, things are pretty wet outside the cathedral because, yes, you guessed it, there's a burst water main. The Water Authority gentlemen are all out there in their Wellingtons, but the road is, in fact, closed to traffic. That's Cannon Street, closed between Deansgate and Corporation Street due to a burst water main. And whilst we're talking about pipes under the ground, just a reminder that the sewer reconstruction work is still going on in Great Ancoats Street in Ancoats, with traffic being diverted into Henry Street on the east side of Great Ancoats Street between Oldham Road and Ancoats. And finally, there are roadworks starting today in Mosley Street in the city centre, between Princess Street and Piccadilly Gardens. This section of Mosley Street will be reduced to single-lane traffic controlled by temporary traffic lights, and delays are expected. The work is due to last at least a fortnight, so try to avoid Mosley Street if you're in a hurry, and especially at peak times. Well, not a very happy picture on the roads in central Manchester this morning, I'm afraid. British Rail report no problems on the trains this morning, however, and things are running smoothly down at the airport too. We'll have another update on the road situation after the news at 9. Meanwhile, back to Andy.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Part 2.
Parking in Tokyo. A. You are going to hear an interview with a reporter who works for the Washington Post from Tokyo. Supply the missing words while listening.
In many American cities, finding a place to park your car can be a headache, In Tokyo, it's more like a migraine. Parking is forbidden on 95% of Tokyo's streets, and because landowners can make a lot more money by building apartments or office buildings, the city has few parking garages. Not surprisingly, most drivers park their cars illegally. The government has decided to fight back. Under the city's new parking laws, the maximum fine for leaving a car parked illegally overnight is $1,400. The cheapest fine for a parking infraction runs about $75. T.R. Reed reports for the Washington Post from Tokyo. He says the city's traffic cops have even enlisted the help of new high-tech parking meters.
They yell at the cop when your time expires, red lights blink, just to make sure that the parking cop gets over there quickly. They have electric eyes. That's what I think is really diabolical. They have an electric eye. They see your car the minute it pulls in. So the idea of sitting at the meter for a while and doing some work, you can't do that because your 60 minutes is already ticking away. The meter is smart enough to know if your car has had its allowed 60 minutes, so you can't feed the meter and buy another hour. And it keeps ticking after your time is up so that it tells the cop how long you've been there. And the longer you've been parked illegally, the higher your ticket.
Is there, I mean, I guess people must be then developing real innovative ways to park their cars.
There are some really remarkable devices designed to fit more than one car into one parking place. Car elevators, car carousels.
And then these, of course, people, these are businesses. I mean, people don't bring them with them, do they?
No. You can buy a car elevator for your house, and what they do is they dig down under the tiny little postage stamp where you're allowed to park your car outside your house. And so there's two level, and then there's just an elevator, and you can keep two cars in where you used to have only space for one.
Oh.
You can buy this for a private home. In fact, you can buy a three-level elevator for your home if you got three cars in the house.
I've always understood that mass transit in Tokyo, and the rest of Japan for that matter, is great. Why is anybody buying a car living in Tokyo?
Exactly. I agree all the way. You can get anywhere you want in this town. The reason is people can afford it now. It's a new idea. They have the money, and you got to do something with this money, and you've already taken several trips to Hawaii. You can't quite afford to buy a house yet, and so buying a car is the thing to do.
This car boom, in fact, I gather there's a name for it, even.
My car. It's the English phrase, my car.
Well, it's a pretty big irony that the world's premier automaker is the absolute worst place, in fact, an impossible place to have a car.
Exactly. And one of the things the Japanese auto industry has been doing has been trying to build up their domestic market, and they've done it with brilliant success. Of course, they've had an incredibly prosperous economy. Now the problem is there's no place for these cars.
B. Now listen again. Write four things you've learned about parking in Tokyo from the interview.
Part 3.
The new trends of automobiles. A. 1. You are going to hear a report about General Motors' zero-emission car. Listen carefully, and then complete the following chart with information you hear on the tape.
The American auto industry has been looking for ways to rescue its sagging bottom line. Better design and better quality are contributing to the beginning of a turnaround, but long-term success is going to mean major changes for the entire industry. Ensuring that success involves planning for an entirely new type of automobile, one powered by electricity. The electric car is still some distance down the road.
It's rush hour in Detroit, and the interstate freeway, I-94, is jammed with cars heading for home after another workday in the city. Looking down on the freeway from an overpass, one sees cars and trucks of every size, shape, and color. But for all of their differences, these vehicles do have something in common. They're all powered by an internal combustion engine running on gasoline or diesel fuel. But as automobile-related pollution grows worse in major urban areas, governmental officials and environmentalists are pushing automobile manufacturers to design vehicles powered by electricity. You see, electric cars have absolutely zero tailpipe emissions. In Detroit, the big three U.S. car companies have spent millions researching electric vehicles. Chrysler has an electric version of its popular minivan, and Ford a small electric wagon. But none has attracted as much attention as General Motors' experimental electric car called the Impact. That's the sound of the Impact starting. There's no standard auto ignition. You simply turn the key and push a button to turn on the electricity. As the Impact accelerates, there are no pumping pistons, just a surge of electric power. It's a sleek, aerodynamic, two-seat sports car. It's both smooth and quiet. All you hear is wind whistling past and the sound of tires on the pavement.
We're doing about 46 miles. We're up to 60 now and going to 65. Now we'll slow down a little bit. She's electronically limited at 75.
But as exciting and appealing as the Impact seems, there are still major technological hurdles engineers need to clear before such a car becomes available to the general public. The main problem is with the batteries. They are heavy, and the distance a vehicle can travel between overnight chargings is limited.
The biggest limitation of the battery that we have now is the amount of energy they can store. The battery weighs 870 pounds. It can only store the energy equivalent of about 1.5 gallons of gasoline.
In addition to the U.S.-based car companies, automakers around the world are working on electric vehicle research. All are searching for the technology which will lead to a better electric car battery.
2. Listen again and complete the following information according to what you hear on the tape. B. 1. Have a pre-listening discussion on the following three questions.
1. Besides gasoline or petrol, what can cars be powered by? 2. Have you ever heard about cars powered by natural gas? Do you know the advantages and disadvantages of using natural gas? 3. Do you think cars powered by natural gas will be a new trend of automobiles in the future? Why or why not?
2. You are going to hear a report about a small taxi business which is leading the movement away from gasoline-powered cars. Listen carefully. As you listen, take notes for each of the following questions.
1. Why is natural gas a good alternative to gasoline or petrol? 2. What is the Clean Air Cab Company? 3. What are the disadvantages of using natural gas to replace gasoline? 4. How do you refuel the car with natural gas?
The day may soon come when, instead of filling up your car with gasoline or petrol, you'll take the car to a station and fill it up like a bicycle tire with a compressed gas, natural gas. That'll be a good day, say many environmentalists, because petrol releases pollutants into the atmosphere, whereas natural gas is much cleaner. It comes out of the car mainly as water vapor and with no carbon monoxide. One of the small companies is right here in Washington, D.C. The company is called Clean Air Cab, and it may be the United States' very first fleet of taxicabs powered by natural gas. The founders are a couple of determined young entrepreneurs, Jim Doyle and Todd Ruel.
This here is a 1993 Chevrolet Caprice, one of six prototypes in the United States that was delivered by General Motors for use in the inaugural parade. It's a computerized system for delivering natural gas to the engine. We're hoping that this is going to be the wave in technology of the future for transportation.
For the moment, all six cabs are parked in a downtown garage. The cabs are shiny white with signs on them about clean air and natural gas.
Can we go for a ride?
Yeah, let's take that one there, number four. We'll go for a fill-up.
There have been questions about permitting signs saying powered by clean natural gas on the outside of the cabs, and questions about natural gas itself. Is it safe, or does it easily explode? Todd Ruel says not to worry.
Natural gas dissipates upon impact. It's like popping a balloon. It goes up. It's an inert gas. It dissipates into the atmosphere.
Yeah, but say you have a fire going as it dissipates.
If there's a fire going, it wouldn't be because of the natural gas. Impact will not cause the gas to explode. A matter of fact, you can take a gun and fire at the tank, and the gas would just release and go up into the atmosphere. Where gasoline is quite combustible, it will explode. And bottom line is, it's safer than our fueled cars today.
We drive along to the gas station. The car sounds and feels like any other vehicle. In fact, it can switch from natural gas to petrol at the signal from a built-in computer. That's good, because at times you may run out of natural gas, and as yet, there aren't so many stations available with natural gas pumps, at least in the United States. Environmentalists have mixed feelings about natural gas. On the one hand, it's a fossil fuel like petrol or coal with a limited supply. On the other hand, there are large reserves still untapped, and advocates say that natural gas could be a practical fuel to wean drivers off petrol and eventually switch to a completely clean and renewable source, hydrogen fuel made from water.
Going into the refueling center.
As you can see, the fuel pump looks the same as a regular gasoline pump. It just says CNG, or compressed natural gas. What we're going to do now is step out and fuel, and you'll see it's quite a simple process.
Todd Ruel has taken out a kind of credit card and put it into a slot. That unlocks the gas hose and pays for the gas automatically. He attaches the gas nozzle to the car tank, turns it slowly, and we wait as the pressure rises.
Right now we're at about a little over 2,000 pounds. Today it is warmer today, so we should get about a 2,500-pound fill. When it's very cold, the gas will compress, so you won't get as much fill as you would on a hot day when the gas expands. On a hot day, you can get up to 3,400 pounds of gas. As I said, today we should get between 2,500 and 2,600 pounds, which will take us about 253 miles. It takes about 4 or 5 minutes to fill up the car, about the same time as it does for gasoline.
3. Read the following questions. Write the answers to these questions in note form. If necessary, listen once more. Part 4. Language Study and Language Appreciation. Listen to the following statements you have learned in the previous and present units. Pay special attention to the parts in bold type. Learn to appreciate and use the language.
1. In act of.
British Airways and Dutch carrier KLM confirm they are in active merger talks.
2. To come on the heels of.
They come on the heels of number 1 United Airlines offer to buy number 6 US Airways 2 weeks ago.
3. To lay flush with.
The rails are laid flush with the road surface, like tram tracks, in the fast lane, which is closed to traffic once every half hour for the trains to pass through.
4. At regular intervals.
There will be special pumps at regular intervals along the tunnel to clean the air and remove the exhaust fumes from it.
5. With numbing regularity. To capture the attention of the world for.
In recent years, other planes have crashed with numbing regularity, but this one captured the attention of the world for a simple reason. The Concorde, with its supersonic abilities and sleek design, has always been a celebrity of the skies.
6. To wait in the wings.
And there's no supersonic successor waiting in the wings.
7. To beat the odds in.
Under the leadership of its charismatic chairman and CEO, Herb Kelleher, and his low-cost, low-debt philosophy, Southwest has beaten the odds in the cutthroat game above the clouds.
8. Long tailbacks of traffic.
There are already long tailbacks of traffic there, and the police say the road won't be open again for another hour or so.
9. To feed the meter.
The meter is smart enough to know if your car has had its allowed 60 minutes, so you can't feed the meter and buy another hour.
10. To be the wave in.
We're hoping that this is going to be the wave in technology of the future for transportation.